ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवते उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नैष्ठिके। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद्भागवतम 10th कांटो चैप्टर 8 चैप्टर एंटाइटल लॉर्ड कृष्णा शोज द यूनिवर्सल फॉर्म। टुडे टेक्स्ट 35। नाहं भक्षितवान् अम्ब सर्वे मिथ्या अभिशंसिनः यदि सत्यगिरस् तर्हि समक्षं पश्य मे मुखं। वर्ड मीनिंग न नट अहम आय भक्षितवान हैव ईटन दैट अम्ब माय डियर मदर सर्वे ऑल ऑफ देम मिथ्याभिशंसिनः ऑल लायर्स सिंपली कंप्लेनिंग अगेंस्ट मी सो दैट यू मे चास्टाइज मी। यदि इफ इट इज एक्चुअली इफेक्ट सत्यगिरह that they have spoken the truth, tarihi then samakhyam directly pasya see me ame my mukham mouth. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace अभय चरण अरविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद। श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। ट्रांसलेशन। लॉर्ड श्री कृष्ण रिप्लाइड माई डियर मदर आई हैव नेवर ईटन दैट ऑल माई फ्रेंड्स कंप्लेनिंग अगेंस्ट मी आर लायर्स इफ यू थिंक दैट दे आर बीइंग ट्रूथफुल यू कैन डायरेक्टली लुक इन टू मी एंड लुक इन टू माई माउथ and examine it. Please repeat. Lord Sri Krishna replied, my dear mother, I have never eaten dirt. All my friends complaining against me are liars. If you think that they are being truthful, you can directly look into my mouth and examine it. Purport. Krishna presented himself as an innocent child to increase the transcendental ecstasy of maternal affection. As described in the Shastra, Tarana Bhayan Mithyoktir Vatsalya Rasaha Posika. This means that sometimes a small child speaks lies. For example, he may have stolen something or eaten something and yet deny that he has done so. We ordinarily see this in the material world, but in relation to Krishna, it is different. Such activities are meant to endow the devotee with transcendental ecstasy. The Supreme Personality of Godhead was playing as a liar and accusing all other devotees of being liars. Stated in Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, 12th chapter, 11th verse, Krita Purnya Punjaha. A devotee may attain such an ecstatic position after many, many births of devotional service. Persons who have emerged the results of a vast amount of pious activities can attain the stage of associating with Krishna and playing with him like ordinary playmates. One should not consider these transactions of transcendental service to be untruthful accusations. One should never accuse such devotees of being ordinary boys speaking lies, for they attain the stage of associating with Krishna by great austerities, tapasya brahmacharyena samena cha tamena cha. Om ajnanati mirandhasya jnananjana shailakaya chakshurunmilitam jena tasmai shri guruve namaha shri chaitanya manobhishtam sthapitam jana bhutale svayam rupa kadamayam dadati sopadantikam vande aham shri guru shri yuta pada kamalam shri gurun vaishnambhamscha shri rupam sagrajatam sahagana raghunathanitam tan sajivam sadvaitam savadhutam parijana sahitam krishna chaitanya devam shri radha krishna padan sahagana lalita shri visakhanitamscha namo om vishnu padaya krishna prasthaya bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Paschatya Desatarine Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gaurati Sei Namaha. He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesa Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneswari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Bancha Kalpataru Bhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhevacha Patitanang Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Naham Bhakhitavan Amba Sarve Mithya Abhisamsina Jadi Satya Girastarhi samakhyam pasyame mukham. Lord Sri Krishna replied, my dear mother, I have never eaten dirt. All my friends complaining against me are liars. If you think they are being truthful, you can directly look into my mouth and examine it. So in the previous verses we have already discussed about Krishna as a makhan chor, as a butter thief, and other naughty activities were described. As when Krishna is caught in his naughty activities, the master of the house will say to him, oh, you are a thief, and artificially express anger at Krishna. Krishna will then reply, I am not a thief. You are thief. Sometimes being angry, Krishna passes urine and stool in a neat and clean places in their house. But now, our dear mother, the elderly gopi is speaking to Yashoda. Now, dear friend, Yashoda, this expert thief is sitting before you like a very good boy. Sometimes all the gopis would look at Krishna sitting there, his eyes fearful, so that his mother would not chastise him. And when they saw Krishna's beautiful face, instead of chastising him, they would simply look upon his face and enjoy transcendental bliss. Mother Yashoda would mildly smile at all this fun, and she would not want to chastise her blessed transcendental child. So Krishna saw that my mother is never chastising me, never rebuking me, not chastising me, and so far. The Damodar Lila is after this. So Krishna planned. This Vatsa Lila cannot be come its full shape unless it's chastised by mother or father. A child must be chastised for in naughty activities. Just like in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Mahaprabhu himself is telling, putra bhave mata more karaye talan ati tuchha jnane kare lalana palan. My mother in a parental love, karaye talan, talan means beat me, chastise me, ati tuchha jnane. He deal with me like me as if an ordinary boy. To say I am the supreme personality, Godhead, but my mother, Yashoda, will thinking I am an ordinary child. Ati tuchha jnane kare lalana palana. It takes care of me and feeding me and dressing me, all these things, just thinking, if I will not do this, this boy, who will take care of this boy? So in this way, the parentalhood, this rasa, vatsalya rasa, and mother Yashoda is the topmost devotee in that rasa, Nanda and Yashoda. That's why we see in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in Allahabad and he went to Aliyad Gram to request a Ballabha Bhatta, Ballabhacharya. Then there was one devotee, Raghu Raghupati Upadhyaya. He told that different devotees, they are worshipping different demigods or even the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself. They are worshipping Narayana, they worship Krishna, they worship different, but I worship whom? Aham Vande Nanda. I worship Nanda and Yashoda, Jashyalinde Param Brahma, in whose courtyard this Param Brahma, Krishna is playing. Jai Sri Gaurnita ki jai, Krishna Balaram ki jai, Radha Shyama Sundarita. So that's why Krishna was thinking, my mother never chastising me, then what is this? Actually, in this Vatsalya pastimes, when Krishna enjoys, Krishna thinks himself as ordinary. He is not thinking himself as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Now he is thinking himself just like a village boy, a braja. Mother Yashoda also thinking as a real mother. So the God himself is not thinking as God. This eating dirt, this pastime is common in Indian village. Actually, this Krishna's, the comment of the acharyas say that one cannot understand this, the braja pastimes of Krishna, the childhood pastimes, unless he is a first-hand knowledge or experience in village life. Because Krishna was in village, eating mud, eating dirt. This eating dirt is a very popular pastime. Everyone likes this. Srila Prabhupada, you see, when he was describing this in a Gokul, in Brahman Ghat, he went with the devotees and he took a bath there. Then when he was explaining this Brahman Ghat pastimes, then Prabhupada, his eyes were very big, open mouth, talking about this Krishna's Brahmandal, Krishna seeing this universe in mouth of Mother Yashoda. Krishna Prabhupada was so ecstatic, he was describing. This common pastime, eating dirt. Indian village, every child, they eat mud, this dirt, actually mud. Even Mahaprabhu in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also, even Nimai, he was also eating mud, eating dirt. One time Mother Sachi gave some sweets, sandesh, Bengali sweets, sandesh, and told, Nimai, you eat these sweets, I am doing some homeworks here, I am busy. But just Nimai put this sweet plate aside and started eating dirt, mud. Eating mud, then when he saw Mother Yashoda, Mother Sachi, she is of course Yashoda also, hard, then he ran to this part. Hey, why are you eating this? Then that pastime is different. Little here Krishna is eating dirt or mud, and Nima is eating mud and dirt. Same personality both, and mother is also same, but the pastime is little different. There Nima was eating mud, then when Mother Sachi cut his hand and stopped, then he started crying. Told, oh, mother, why you are chastising me? I am eating this mud and you are giving me this rice or whatever, that is also mud. Started speaking philosophy. This is Nirvishesh Bad, Mayabad philosophy, that everything one. Everything is one. So mother, Sachi astonished, why this child, small child, speaking this philosophy? Mother Sachi explained everything. Though there this cow grazing in the field, eating grass, and then after eating grass, then they giving milk, and the grass ultimately coming from earth. So still, this, if you will drink this milk, then your body will be nourished, and whatever the milk products. But if you eat mud, then you become sick. Then Mahaprabhu told, oh, Nima, smiling, then smiled, told, oh, mother, you did not teach this me before. And for next time I will not eat. So I will see, but here, Krishna was like practically, he was locked inside the courtyard of Nanda Maharaj because of different demons are coming. This Putana, the Trunavarta, this all this because of this fear. Nanda Yashoda decided not to allow him to go outside. So practical staying within the courtyard of Nanda Maharaj in Gokul. So his other small boys, Balaram was with him, Dauji,
Balaram and Sridham, Sudham, Vasudham, all these sakhas, they are coming to play there with him in Kotiyadam, Nanda Maharaj. But one that particular day, Mother Yashoda told, "You are all here with this boy wants to go so here, there." Eh? That day they went outside of the courtyard. They went to Brahman Ghat, that site, near Jamuna. You have seen practical Nanda Bhavan in Gokul where Nanda Maharaj was staying. And this also, this Krishna ate this spot, that is Brahman Ghat, the spot is there, still there. They saw the tree. They will say, "Oh, under this tree Krishna ate mud," whatever may be. But eating mud, and because Krishna ate this mud, even now they're selling this mud, they're making what? Sweets, like sweet balls, that looks outside like sweet, you could not understand. They make packets, they're selling the muds and people buying and also eating there. Some people, this special test. This mud is, you see, this mud they're making like laddu and sometimes rolling, long shape, sometimes round shape. And they're selling the muds and people are buying these muds because Krishna ate this mud. So this pastimes, that particular day Krishna went to the side, to Jamuna side, that place, particularly the Brahman Ghat side. And with him, Balaram is there, Sridham, Sudham, Vasudham, many others, his playmates there also. But suddenly Krishna went, they left them aside. He went to alone, one corner. Some commentator says, why Krishna went there? Because actually these other ways here, when Krishna for the first time come out of courtyard and visiting there, so Mother Earth personally come to see Krishna, pay her homage, respect, and glorify Krishna. Mother Earth appeared there, and glorifying Krishna. But this everyone cannot see because of Jogamaya potency of the Lord. Jogamaya is influencing there in past time. So that's why, but Mother Earth was very anxious, I could not offer anything to Krishna now. I have to offer something, I have seen, I am praying, but Krishna, that's why Krishna started telling, just like Gita he told, Patrang, Puspang, Phalang, Toyam, Yome Bhaktya, Prachati, Tadahang Bhakti, Upahrutam, Asnami, Praetatpana. Whatever my devotee offer me out of love and devotion, either a leaf, Patrang, Puspang, a flower, Phalam, fruit, and Toyam, water. But he forgot to write about soil, about mud. So Krishna is eating mud, started, this is very nice. So another pastime started taking some mud and eating to make Mother Earth as glorious. So that pastime, anyhow, Krishna started eating mud, putting aside somewhere it was that actually Yashoda gave also, like Mother Sachi gave to Nimai a pot of sweets. Also here, Mother Yashoda also gave some butter and makhan, this and misri. Misri, makhan, misri is very dear food of Krishna in his childhood pastime. But he put the makhan misri aside and started eating dirt. This other boys saw. Then Mother Earth disappeared, then other boys went. They told, "Hey Kaniya, why you are eating dirt? Why you eating mud?" Even Balaram also chastised, "Hey, Mother told me to take care of you." Because when they come outside, always Mother Yashoda will tell Balaram, "I am sending this naughty boy, this Kaniya, because you are there, you must take care of him." Told, "Yes." And Vasudham, Sudham, there also, there. But that day, every day he was listening to Balaram, but that day you are not listening to Balaram. Balaram, so they all run to Yashoda, all the small boys and also including Balaram. And they informed Mother Yashoda, "Oh mother, your Kanhaiya is eating dirt, eating mud, not listening to me. Balaram telling you, tell me to take care of him, but he is not listening to me. Come." So mother would become very anxious, very angry, fearful, because eating mud, what will happen to him? He becomes sick. So mother just left all his household activities and simply run. And the mother came to the spot. And then everyone is telling, "He eat mud. Yes, Kanhaiya eat mud." Mother Yashoda also then telling, in the previous verse in 34, "Dear Krishna, why are you so restless that you have eaten dirt in a solitary place? This complaint has been lodged against you by all your playmates, including your elder brother Balaram. How is this?" His definite mother just tells the truth. "You cannot cheat me now, because all the coward boys are speaking, and also your elder brother Balaram himself speaking that you ate mud. Now you cannot. Why you explain me? Please tell me. How is this? How you are eating this mud?" This commentator told so many things in this respect. Krishna started speaking lie. "Mother, I did not eat mud. I did not eat mud. Actually, I was eating this sweet given by you. I was eating this. These guys are asking me, give me a sweet. I told no, my mother gave. I have to eat alone. So that's why they are complaining." Or someone told that, like some other place that. Anyhow, in this way, so Krishna tried to hide the truth. Told no, I was eating. They are eating. So on the other day, I saw this Balaram was eating me mud. Balaram was saying, "Kanhaiya, you are speaking so lie. Other day I told that I will complain to Mother Rohini. That's why he is now telling lie on my name. Just like yesterday, Sarvabhauma Prabhu was telling that he was a Krishna. Krishna was telling mother, don't believe this Balaram. He is just outsidely fair complex, white, and inside black. This is inside black because actually Balaram always carries Krishna within. Just thinking about Krishna. That's why he likes this dress and this blue dress. Everything this is for. He was always, because Radharani and Balaram, they are always thinking about Krishna. So he told his, don't believe him. He always teasing me, telling I am not your child. Because Mother Yashoda and Nanda, they are in fear complex. And how you become blackish? So in this way, this Balaram is always chastising me, always teaching me, and he is with all of these coward boys. Today they all plan to that you must chastise me. They want me to put in such a situation so you could chastise me. That is their plan. Don't believe them. That's why today's verse is telling, Naham Bhakkitavan Ambo. Naham, not, never, aham, never myself, I eaten mud. Bhakkitavan, I never eaten. Amba, mother, I never eaten mud. Don't believe to these boys. They are speaking lie. Sarve mithya abhisamsinaha. They are all speaking lie. So, in this connection is Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur's commentary. Krishna said, I did not eat dirt. To tell a lie for fear of being beaten is natural for a child, and it nourishes the Vatsalya Bhava, parental affection. Vatsalya rasa spring from prema, and prema rests within devotee's heart. It arises in devotee because of Krishna's inherent affection for a devotee. Bhakta Vatsalya. That is the topmost quality of Krishna, Bhakta Vatsalya. But here is also Another quality, what is? He not only bhakta vatsalya, vatsalya means, bhakta vatsala means, just like a mother cow takes care of is a little calf. Similarly, the Krishna takes care of his devotees. If someone come to beat the cow, cow may be tolerated, but if he'll go to the little girl, taking her life in risk, come to beat attack him. So, but there is another further step. Krishna is bhakta vashyatam. Anyway, Damodar pastimes in the also described. This fortune never attained by anyone else, even Shiva, Brahma, or even Narada, or anyone else, even Lakshmi, Sri Samsaya, even Lakshmi could not attain that fortune. That Mother Jasoda attained. So, anyhow, that's why Vishnu Chakravarti is a common thing. This speaking lie, this is Bhakta Vatsalya, because it's Bhakta Vatsalya, and to increase the parental love. Speaking sometimes Krishna speaks lie, but Krishna can prove the lie as truth and truth as lie. He's stealing makhan, he told, "Main nahi makhan khaya, I never eaten butter." But then he can tell, "Main nahi makhan khaya." Just little difference with the words. Words combined together here, just a pronouncing process. He can prove truth as lie and lie as truth. So in this way, so that's why here, as Krishna's telling a lie, that is come from his from this bhakta vatsalya, it is not fault, rather it is a crown jewel of all great qualities, Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur is writing. And we can see how bhakta vasyatam, because he not only bhakta vatsal, takes care of his devotees, he is also bhakta vasyatam. Devotees, he come under the control of his devotees. He gave the superior position to his devotees. In this particular pastime, we see in vatsalya devotees, they are in superior position. They have to chastise Krishna. Particularly these three types of bhaktis, the Sakya Bhakti and Vatsala and also Madhurya Bhakti. These three types of devotees, they never consider Krishna as God. They never consider Krishna as God. And that's why because of influence of Yogamaya, the Krishna wanted like this. He must enjoy his pastimes. So this is Raga Bhakti, and these pastimes are not in Vaikuntha world. In Vaikuntha, there is only up to Dasya. Lord is Supreme Das. But this is in pastimes in Goloka. In Goloka Vrindavan, only these devotees in Sakya, Vatsalya and Madhurji. They are only in Goloka Vrindavan pastimes, in Gokul Lila. This Vatsalya pastime specifically in Gokul. Krishna just stays in Gokul about up to the age of 2 years, 8 months, like this. Before age of three, he was there. So Prabhupada, sarve mithya abhisamsina. They are all speaking lie. Krishna is telling, they are all speaking lie. I am only person just speaking truth. Mother Jasoda smiled and knows that who is the liar. Told, I know. So, jadi satya girastri, you are not believing me. Jadi you want to really know the truth, then samakhyam pasya me mukham. Just directly, samakhyam, Prabhupada translated samakhyam means directly. Directly you can see inside my mouth. You can see what is there. Krishna is both are in fearful situation. Mother Jasoda is in anxiety and fearing, what will happen to this child? Eating malt, you will get so many disease. So Krishna is becoming fearful because seeing this stick, Mother Jasoda. Now Now beat me, chastise me. So Krishna is just outwardly. Krishna is also saying he is fearful. So Prabhupada is writing, Krishna pretended himself as an innocent child to increase the transcendental ecstasy of mother Yashoda, maternal affection. So that's why he told this tarana, as described in Shastra, tarana bhayan mithyoktir vatsalya rasa posika. Because of fear of being tarana means being beaten and speaking a lie, this is just favorable in vatsalya rasa, to attaining this particular rasa in vatsalya rasa. Now in this pastimes, it is not just like that, that Krishna is just acting as a child. Internally he knows I am God and acting, but he is God. But in that particular situation, due to Yogamaya's arrangement, Krishna also thinking I am as a ordinary boy. Mother, I am son of mother Yashoda. So Krishna wanted to enjoy this pastimes. So Prabhupada writing, sometimes this child speaks lie. He may stolen or eaten some, maybe tell, oh, I did not eat. So, but in ordinary, ordinarily we see in the material world, but in relation to Krishna it is different. In ordinary, boys and girls, they are also speaking lie, all do this, but Krishna's pastimes are not like that. We should not compare these pastimes with Krishna. Deeds. All the other devotees are being liars, stated in Srimad Bhagavatam 10, 12, 11, this is Brahma Vimohan Lila. There is also Brahma himself could not understand what is going on here. Sometimes people say that Brahma, by the Brahma's blessing, who? Mother, Drona and Dhara, it also explained. They got this appeared as Nanda and Yashoda. Drona and Dhara, because of great austerities that finances and they perform, so they allowed to be Mother Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj. But actually Nanda and Yashoda, they are not living entities. They are Swarup Shakti. Not living entities. Krishna's mothers, father, Radharani, Ashtagopis, Ashtasakhas, they are not in category of living Nitya Siddha, living entity, or they are not living entities. They are Swarup Shakti. They are direct expansion of Krishna. So a sadhaka cannot become Yashoda. By doing some sadhana, tapasya, someone think, oh, I can become Mother Yashoda, I can become mother, I can become Nanda Maharaj. It is not possible. This is rasa bhasa, this is impossible. Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu is described. It is not possible. A sadhaka cannot become Radharani. Lalita or Visakha or like this. Cannot. We cannot imitate, cannot anukarana, anusarana. We can just follow the footprints. So when not this Drona and Dhara, they appear, they simply entered into the pastimes. They entered into the body of Nanda and Yashoda. Just with their mercy, they can little take part in that pastime. So anyway, so Brahma is telling, seeing this coward boys are sitting around Krishna. Krishna was sitting in the middle. And just and they're eating, all boys are eating. Some boys are telling, eating something and giving the remnant to Krishna. Oh, it is very sweet, Krishna. You can taste it. Krishna also take and eating the remnants. Some boy telling, oh Krishna, you open your mouth. I will give a very special sweet my mother made for me today. I want to you first. You just close your eyes and open mouth. Krishna close his eyes and open mouth, then he put a flower inside. Then everyone will clap April Fool. Krishna become fool. So Like this, there's so many the boys are around there. So Krishna was, and Brahma was thinking from the sitting in a swan carrier. What is going on here? What is going on? This boy is God? This is the same Krishna, I worship him and I prayed him. Iswaraha Parama Krishna Sachidananda Vigraha Nadir Adir Govinda Sarvakarana Karanam is this same boy. And that's why Brahma is stolen this way. That's why. So Prabhupada is writing that, the quoting here that particular that Krita Purnya Punja. These boys are not ordinary. So in Krishna's pastimes, some are Nitya Siddhas, and some Swarup Shakti, his expanse of some Nitya Siddhas, and some are also Sadhana Siddha. Some of them, they just like they did sadhana, they are deep tapasya. They Prabhupada called tapasya brahmacharyana samenacha dhamenacha. Tapasya, the great austerity, observing brahmacharya, controlling mind and controlling senses for the many, many lifetimes. They are thinking in a to take part in a particular pastimes of Krishna, in a particular rasa. Particular rasa. So that Krishna gave them chance. Sometimes they come also in this. The elderly, not only Nanda Yashodani Vatsalya, the elderly gopas and gopis, they are also same in same mood. So one should not consider this transactions of transcendental service to be untruthful acquisitions. One should never accuse such devotees being ordinary boys speaking lies. That's my Prabhupada makes point. That's why Krishna speaking lies, or in Krishna's childhood pastime, some different other coward boys, they're speaking lies. You should not consider them with the ordinary boys and girls in this material world. They have special position, they have special achieved that position by their many lifetimes. Some of them Nitya Siddhas and some Sadhana Siddhas, they also perform so much austerity. Just like after leaving this body, we cannot immediately go to Goloka Vrindavan. Sadhaka cannot go, though they are not Nitya Siddhas, they cannot directly go to Goloka Vrindavan. As in Chaitanya Charitamrita Sanatana Sikhya, Chaitanya Madhilala 20th chapter, Krishna Prabhupada described in one purport. Actually a sadhaka, when he become performing his sadhana, and when he can achieve maturity, then he will allow to enter in a bhauma lila. That is Krishna's pastime is going on now in that planet. Then he allowed to went there and take part in that bhauma lila with Krishna. Actually Krishna's lilas are also going on here. Adhyavadhi nitya lila kare gaura raya kono kono bhagyavan dekhivare paaye. His pastime is still going on in his braja. But it is that yogamaya is samabhruta. Naham prakasa sarvasya yogamaya samabhruta. So anyhow, so the sadhaka went to take part in that bhauma lila first. Then takes birth from the womb of a gopi. Then he's out his own identity, now he get a natural identity. Oh, I am a son of this gopa or gopi or like this. Then he trained up perfectly by the Nitya Siddha gopis or gopos, by them, associating with them. Then finally he become qualified to enter Goloka pastimes. So anyhow, so these pastimes, those who are taking part here, in this Krishna's pastime, they are not ordinary living entities. They are liberated souls. They are liberated souls. That's why Prabhupada is telling, one should not consider them as ordinary boy. One should never accuse such devotees to being ordinary boys speaking lies. For they attend the stage of association by associating with Krishna, by great austerities, tapasya brahmacharyana samenacha dhamenacha. This pastimes next verse will explain what Krishna saw within the mouth when Krishna, mother Yashoda, Krishna told, no, mother, you can see directly from within my, what is there inside my mouth. Now Krishna has to open his mouth. So that is from the next verse. So his time is over, so I stop here. Any question or comment? Yes. You can repeat, yes.
What is the purpose for why Krishna created this pastimes? Because it's common to why Krishna decided to create an illusion and
why Krishna is
decided to show his universal form at this moment.
This pastime. Why are you showing such a common pastime with competing dirt?
What do you want to teach us?
Krishna is showing these pastimes, so because these devotees they want, their devotees are five different rasas, Santa, Dasya, Vatsalya, Madhurya, those are some devotees in the parenthood, they want, they like that, they have a desire to see Krishna as their child, so Krishna as their child, even you see, nowadays even you see, now it's public, not some publics, they carry a Laddu Gopal, a little child Krishna. They like that. They want to nourish the child, they want to feed him, they like the, all this. So for those devotees, so Krishna wants to attract all types of, Krishna is all attractive. What is one of the meaning of the Krishna is all attractive. So he attracts all types of devotees. Specifically those are Vatsalya devotees in parental love, to give them pleasure. To give them a pleasure, he performed these pastimes. Okay.
Also learned in Tanya from Yay Derby, used that as an opportunity to speak about the Mayavadi philosophy that everything is not one direction, there is variety. So their idea that everything is one step ahead, there's variety within the oneness, and to establish that whole science, which is a big problem. People think that God has expanded himself as, and that we can also become that one at supreme. So they have personal philosophy by that, or even dirt things also.
Okay. Awesome. Drona and Dhara. Some says that Drona and Dhara was doing the pastime, but Mother Yashoda and Krishna is there. They are also there. Actual Krishna's mother and father, they are also in Bhumalila, also Yashoda and Nanda. Without their mercy, no one can enter. No one can become father and mother of Krishna without the mercy of their original father and mother, Nanda and Yashoda. So, what is your question? Drona and Dhara, they have a desire to become father and mother of Krishna. So they like Vasudeva and Devaki, they were in Mathura, they perform that role. But one can only sadhak cannot become a father, ordinary sadhak cannot become a father and a mother of Yashoda in Brajalila. They are actually Nanda and Yashoda, themselves, and also because they have desire, Krishna also gave them a chance. They are also there. Okay. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.